How to Build Your Future Now. I used to like reading Stephen King. Lately, not so much. But I do remember one of his characters had what people would call OCD. But OCD is actually a real disorder, and those who really do have OCD don't really like that people claim to have OCD in a kind of self-deprecating, somewhat humorous way. Like, when you feel the need to double-check something over and over, people refer somewhat jokingly to "My OCD is back" or something similar. Anyhow, the character in the Stephen King book was like this. She was never capable of getting more than a couple of blocks away from her house, always needing to return and double-check to make sure she'd locked the doors, turned off the stove, etc. This is somewhat similar to how we pick up superstitious habits, particularly around unexpected negative events. You might switch toothpaste brands, for example, and on the first day of using your new toothpaste, you get T-boned at an intersection. It's really hard to not make the connection, at least on a subconscious level. It's hard not to, on some level, believe the new toothpaste caused your accident. This kind of thing was useful way back in the day. Our environment was harsh and unforgiving. We had to make quick decisions. If we were wrong, it was all over. So our ancient brain was very fast but very inaccurate. But critically, it was always operating from a better safe than sorry program. This is why we say things like, "I know my new toothpaste didn't actually cause the accident, but I'd better switch back to the original brand just in case." This "just in case" is a modern version of our ancient "better safe than sorry" thinking programming. But sometimes you have to overrule that ancient and comfortable thinking with modern rational thinking. This isn't easy. If you want to lose weight, you'll need to battle or at least manage your ancient instincts. You'll need to ignore the desperate pleas from your ancient brain to eat something delicious. If you want to get a nice-looking body, you'll need to do some things that are inherently unpleasant in the moment, like pushing yourself through daily physical exercise. If you want to get a marketable degree in some kind of STEM discipline, you'll need to study some pretty boring stuff. This is the equivalent of eating boiled chicken breast instead of deep-fried burritos. The price you are willing to pay today to get what you want in a few months or years is a measure of how much you truly believe in yourself. You can take it easy in the now and hope for the best, like most people. Or you can decide to manage your long-term success through your daily actions. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.